Good morning. I'm sorry. Good morning, everybody. I would like to welcome you on behalf of SENET to the 17th Summer Experience Conference here in Göttingen. And yeah, well, the most important things first, lunch will be in the Baccarat restaurant as every year. And the social event this evening will be in the Orient Lounge. Please just follow the signs this evening. I would like to hand over to our chairman now. This is Jeremy Ellison this year again. Okay, so please give Jeremy a warm welcome.
Thank you very much, Carolyn, and thank you everyone for coming. First of all, I'd like to thank our sponsors, without which this conference wouldn't be possible. So thank you to Google, Microsoft, Red Hat, and CERNET for providing the funds, and for CERNET for hosting everything. Carolyn tells me, because I'd actually forgotten and I've been to all of them, that this is the Samba XP conference number 17. So we are almost at college age, which is pretty scary. So 17 years in the same hotel. I'm even getting used to the. Oh, that's right. There was once in 16 years in the same hotel, but I'm 50. There was. The road. I don't even remember the one down the road. Okay, 15 years, but I'm still not getting used to having no hot water in the morning. sorry about that. They do say, the hotel does say they're trying to fix that. So I get around 10 minutes to pontificate before the real talks start. And so what I'd like to talk a little bit about Samba the project is something I think we've done, something that's a bit of a milestone for the project. And as I was joking to some people this morning, dictatorships and open source projects do these things very, very badly. And that thing is transfer of power. So if you actually look at many open source projects, I mean, Linux, Python, many of the others, they're still run by the increasingly elderly guys, and it's usually guys who started this, and they hold on grimly, like, you know, certain dictators to power and don't want to give it up, and even style themselves benevolent dictators for life, although how benevolent they are remains to be seen. Richard Stallman, of course, another perfect example. Dictators for life. And the Samba project has actually managed to escape that. And I say this as originally being someone who thought of myself as being a benevolent dictator. The original founders of Samba were Andrew Tridgell, who of course should get most of the credit, and he's the smartest man in Australia, as he's originally styled. Tridge has now left, and he's writing open source code for drones, which is a lot of fun. And then myself and Volker basically were the three people who originally really founded the project. And the great thing is, none of us have any power anymore. It's wonderful. We actually manage Samba via an elected committee based on the votes of committing team members. And essentially, I stepped down this year, and so now we no longer have any of the original team members and the original founders in positions of power. And the project is mostly handled technically by newcomers, and now politically by an elected committee. We have a stable home in the Software Freedom Conservancy, which is our financial and legal home. It's a charity in the US. If you're not aware of it, I would suggest go to sfconservancy.org and give them money. I do that. I'm on the board of directors of that. But the Samba project, like Wine and many others, Git, is a member of the Software Freedom Conservancy. And they're our legal umbrella. So we have a stable home, we have a stable income, and we now have a committee, elected committee that doesn't include any of the original members. So, you know, it's not that we don't want to participate anymore. I mean, Volker and I are still heavy Samba contributors, but for us now it's the equivalent of pottering around in our garden sheds while other people while other people design the architecture of the garden. Of course, Volker's potting shed is Cernet and mine is Google, which is somewhat bigger, but we still have the same we still have the same attitude. We're still around to help the project and help the project out in any way possible because we still love it. But we don't get to tell other people what to do anymore. And I think that's quite a milestone. And many open source projects, the ones that get started by committee, like LibreOffice or whatever, they got there earlier. But a lot of the ones that were original, powerful single developers, many of them never, I mean, Linux itself never got to that stage. Linus is still there. Of course, he's doing a great job, but he's still there. And doesn't show any signs of letting go of power. So I think we deserve some credit for doing that. I used to do a comedy show for the Linux Foundation, Linux comedy quiz show, and one of the things I did do in the past, my apologies to my Microsoft colleagues, is I put a bald wig on and impersonated Steve Ballmer, shouting very loudly. But one of the things I think. Steve Ballmer got completely right is that the health of the project depends on developers, developers, developers. And that's as true today as it has always been. And so one of the really nice things to see is that we are able to bring on board, because let's face it, we're not the new hotness anymore. We're not the new Kubernetes or cloud native, whatever. You know, we're getting on in the high 20s of years old, but we are still able to bring on some amazingly talented developers. We still have new Samba team members joining every year. We now have Samba team members in places where people would never have thought initially possible. So for instance, Microsoft has now hired Steve French. So Microsoft has their first official Samba team member. Hurrah! Which is something that... and Pavel, of course. I'm sorry. You can tell I'm getting old. I'm forgetting who's on the team. sorry. Well, that's true, but you were a contractor, Chris. So, but these are full-time employees, which is wonderful to see. So I'm hoping that we can continue at least for another 17 years of Samba XP conferences. Keep changing the code. Keep architecting the code to be interesting. Someone once asked me, how can you work on the same code for, you know, 20 odd years? And my reply to him was that it's not the same code. And the Samba of today is a completely different beast from the Samba that Tridge, Volker, and I started working with back in the early 1990s. It's just a completely different code base. We now have policies around security, that we are keep raising the bar for our level of quality. And I think that's shown in the fact that our security releases now are less around stupid mistakes, although we do have a few of those. They're not usually as serious. And they're more around horrible errors of logic that that no one could have foreseen, that kind of happened to everybody, unfortunately. Anyway, with that, I would like to wrap up and hand over to our keynote speakers, who have much more interesting things to say than me. And thank you so much for coming, everyone, and I hope you really enjoy the conference. So thank you.
Yeah, hello. I'm not a keynote speaker, but I'm the one to hold up the 10-minute signs. Let me introduce Lutz Justen from Google. He's from Munich. Google seems to have offices there. And Lutz works on integrating Chrome OS into Active Directory using Samba technology. And we had a quick chat a few minutes ago. There are things we might improve for you. And yeah, let's listen to him and hear what he uses and what he wants us to change.